Hello, Governor. Are you there?
Good morning, Dustin. How are you today?
I'm excellent. It's an honor to be speaking with you.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.
Well, we're talking about your new book. I don't know that I can say the title on the air, but we'll say Stuff Politicians Say.
First of all, Dustin, we've already determined you can substitute the word crap.
Okay. Well, crap a politician say. That's a better radio term for it.
Yeah, this. Isn't it amazing? You're probably, I don't know how old you are, but I'm old enough that I remember the late comedian George Carlin did an entire bit called The Seven Words You're Not Allowed to Say.
Absolutely.
And he did that almost 50 years ago, and we still can't say them?
Yeah, it's interesting how far we've become, as a country, and then how far we haven't come, I guess, at the same time.
Well, how is it that we can't say those seven words? Because of children? Well, take your children to a sporting event, and I guarantee they'll hear all those words multiple times. Like, we have to go on the air today, and we can't say the S word, but we can say crap.
Right.
You know, crap politicians say. But anyway, no, it was a fun book to do, doing the research on it, because when we decided to do this book, Tony Lyons and I at Skyhorse, we thought, well, we got to release it at a peak time, so we thought July of 2016 would be perfect, because the two conventions happen in a matter of hours and days right now, and we just wanted to do a book that shows that these people are not exceptional, that they say stupid things, they say dumb things, they say things that'll make you shake your head, you'll laugh, you'll get angry, you'll cry. This book will bring out every emotion in you just reading what these people have said through the years.
And it seems like with the choices we have for presidential candidates this time around, a couple of years from now, you might have to re-release the book with a couple new chapters, maybe.
Well, in politics, you could probably put a book out a year. I'll check that. Every 4 years. You could certainly put one out every four-year election cycle, I think.
Well, I got to ask you, as far as that goes, where do you think we are heading, I guess, as a country with Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? A lot of people not impressed with our choices.
Well, it's our fault, because we haven't been vigilant citizens, and we've allowed these two parties to take control. And I will get political right now. I'm going to proudly vote for someone. I'm voting for Governor Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, who is the libertarian candidate for president. He believes what I believe. He's opposed to the Middle East war and will immediately start withdrawing us, which I agree with that. It's nothing but Vietnam all over again. He also agrees to abolish the war on drugs. If you look at what's happening in our world today with the relationship between the citizens and the police, you have to go to the root cause. And the root cause, people, is the war on drugs, because that's what caused the militarization of our police. That's what caused police bashing in doors, not paying attention to the Constitution or Bill of Rights, and shooting people first before asking questions. It all stems from this failed war on drugs. We need to end that. And I not only say that, but I got my information from a 10-year Baltimore policeman who agrees completely with this.
Yeah, it's definitely sad to see where things have gone as of late. And I don't know that Trump or Clinton can change things. I got to ask you, I know back in the days in WrestleMania, Trump Plaza back in the 80s, did you ever picture Trump as being a guy that might be president someday?
Yeah, because not from there. That's when I first met Donald. But people forget, when I won in 98, Donald Trump came here in support of me. Donald Trump is not a Republican. He's an independent. He just chose to run in the Republican Party because you got to be part of these two parties or you're not allowed to debate. If they would allow Gary Johnson in the debates, you could very well see both of these candidates lose. But they won't allow him in the debates, so one of those two will win. Well, we haven't had three up there since Ross Perot back in 92. Don't you think it's time we hear three voices rather than two? And that's the difference. The difference is you have to be allowed in the debates, and they control them. See, back in 92, the debates were controlled by the National League of Women Voters. The Dems and Repubs got so scared by Perot, they took it away from them, and now you got the Federal Debate Commission, which is controlled by the Democratic and Republican parties. So that's why you never hear a third person in a debate, and you never will. and we've allowed that to happen.
Well, I know there was a time when we were hearing maybe you were going to be running for president. It doesn't sound like that's going to be the case this time around, but will that happen maybe in the future?
I had to make my choice, because if I was going to do it, you need ballot access. You know, you always hear the media say, well, so-and-so is going to do an independent run. No, you can't, because it takes years to get ballot access. The system is set up that way because it's rigged. And so I would have had to go on to the Libertarians. Now, they contacted me twice to come there. But I knew Gary Johnson wanted it, and I had to sit down. I sat down. I made a hard decision a few months ago, and I was up for the run. I was up to battle these people, but I couldn't bring myself to do the job afterward because I'm going to be 65, which means I'd have to do it till at least age 70. And personally, I didn't want to subject my family to it, and I'd rather be surfing in Mexico in the winter.
Well, again, yeah, definitely. And then the new book, Crap Politicians Say, is out. And I know you got some signings coming up, one in Roseville and one in St. Cloud coming up here at the Barnes & Nobles there.
Yeah, I'll be in Roseville, I think it's Sunday, and then the following Saturday, I think I'm up in St. Cloud. And then I think there's a couple more around town here that I'm doing and all the publicity. But it's a fun read, the book, and I encourage people that if they want to experience all their political emotions, read the book, because some quotes will make you laugh, it'll make you shake your head, it'll make you cry, they'll get you angry, and in the end you'll think, these are things that our leaders actually said. And let me state that from the very beginning, I told Tony Lyons, my publisher at Skyhorse, the last chapter has to be mine, to be fair. So the last chapter's quotes that I've done.
Excellent. And I know you are always working on something. Do you have another project in the works or something on the horizon?
No, I'm negotiating right now, since mainstream media in America won't allow me on anymore. Believe it or not, I'm going to probably get my freedom of speech, First Amendment, from the Russians. I'm negotiating to go on RT, Russian Television America.
Wow, okay. Excellent. Well, again,
ironic. Through the entire Cold War, and now my free speech is being stifled, and I'm being controlled by our media, and yet the Russians will let me speak freely.
Yeah. Well, if anybody can find a way around that, I know that you can, Governor. I thank you for being on with me today. It's an honor to speak with you.
Okay. Thank you, Dustin. It was good. And hi to everybody down there in Mankato. Do you need any more rain?
It's raining right now, so I think we'll hold off on that.
Okay, because I know you got hit pretty hard. My wife's relatives are all from down in that part of Minnesota.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year so far.
Yeah, and so anybody still doubt climate change? Well, anyway, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Governor Jesse Ventura, formerly known as The Body. And you're listening to The Five Count.
I got the body.
The body rules.
I got the body.
The body rules.
I got the power. I got the speed. This body rules in the ring. It's my machine, it's my castle, it's my weapon. When I wrestle, I got the hands, I got the moves, I got the ways to get to you. You want trouble? You'll be sorry if you mess with this body. I got the body.
The body rules.
I got the body.
The body rules.
I got the body. I got the arms, I got the legs, I got the strength to give you pain. I got fists that made of iron, I got a heart that never tires. I walk tall, I walk proud, I stand out in any crowd. You're gonna fall, you're gonna crawl, you're gonna beg for your release.
Body.